The Canadian National Rugby League team fought their American rivals to a standstill on March 1 at Valley High School in Las Vegas. Both sides concluded the contest at 16-16 after Kyle Granby drilled a last-second penalty kick for Team USA. The Hawks jumped out to a 10-0 home turf lead at halftime, with the Wolverines losing two players to significant injury. Yet Canada did not give up, turning the tables with tries by Colton Carpenter, Skylar Dumas and Captain Blake Mahovic. Jacob Bourne punched in 2 out of 3 goals to make it 16-14 on the scoreboard, but a critical late knock-on put Granby in position to tie things up. Granby found the end zone earlier in the match, as did his teammates Ryan Burrows and Jason Martin. It was a huge and unexpected honor this last week to be named captain for Canada's test against the USA, said Axemen Rugby Club stalwart Mahovic on social media after the game. Words can't describe how proud I felt having the privilege of leading this group of men out onto the field. It was a special week with a special group of people, made even better by having my dad there with me. Thank you for all those who came down from BC to watch and supported from home. All the messages made me feel like people actually liked me. Looking forward to the next test against Jamaica. Wolverines assistant coach Matt Wiles noted in a press release, "The boys sacrificed and are dealing with the tie well. It was a hard-fought effort and they dug deep in the second half. We look forward to our next match against the Hawks. We need to settle who are the top dogs." Closer to home, the Axemen Division II squad prevailed 12-5 in a defensive battle against Mariloma's to remain atop league standings. The same can't be said for the Division III roster, which blew out the Vancouver Rogues 52-12. Meanwhile, the Axes and Oars women dropped a 43-7 decision in Capilano. The Axemen will host a pair of matches on Saturday, March 9 at Brennan Park, including the ladies' first home tilt of the season.